So another question you want to ask, this will create that bond, that connection. This is a version also in the recruiting module on what's important to you about the coach or mentor that will be working with you. What's important about a coach or mentor that will be working with you or helping you or supporting you? So it's a word of a question of caring, wanting to know their needs, what's important to them, and also it's bonding them to you, and then also getting their criteria, what they're looking for. So you want to ask this question also in regards to the retirement plan. And you can ask it based on you and the company. And from that, you'll discover some great information that you can blend into when you're presenting a program for them. And so simply ask them. So also, I'm curious, and I really want to know what's important to you about the person that's representing you, that's going to help you, like me, and the company. And so they'll either toggle one way or the other. They'll talk about the company first, and then, or the person. However, you're asking them in a way that will then give you some insight into what's important to them. They may say the person just cares about us. Oh, tell me, really, what's important about that? Tell me some more about caring. Well, that they'll call us back in a timely manner, or they listen to us, or they keep us posted if there's anything. Whatever caring is, you start to pick that up. Now you can blend in. If that's important about the person, when you're talking about the retirement plan and how it's going to work, and then you can say, and I'll also keep in contact with you. I'll keep you posted. I'll tell you what's going on. Those elements of what's important to them, then you can blend in to reinforce and lock him into, like, yes, this is right for me, this is the right person. And the company, they say, and also the company, at the company has a good foundation, is ethical, it's has a good track record. And then you can ask them, tell me some more, what's important to you about that? And they will tell you, I just want to be able to know that everything's going to be okay, or that the company is established and that we're going to be okay. So having that information, you can also blend into when you're talking about the solution or their retirement plan. And by the way, you're going to be protected. The company's very ethical. They're solid. They've been in years, been around for X amount of years, whatever it is, that you need to review and connect with them to reassure them, to make your conversations continuing to be magnetic and compelling. Because as you're presenting the solution, their policy to them, the retirement plan, you add all these elements into it. This makes it very laser focused to them, to where they are emotionally connected and charged. You're seeing words that have emotion to them. They're specific to them. And everyone's going to have different answers. So that's why you want to ask this. Don't assume they're all thinking the same, like you or other people you may have approached or had conversations with. You want to ask this question for two reasons. One is they'll have a unique answer. The other is you're asking them a question as if you care about them. They won't think that you're trying to sell them something. That's, I really want to know. I want to make sure you get the best service and that you're reassured and all your questions are answered. So ask that question as well. Take mental note, or write it down and blend it into when you start talking about their retirement plan and all the things that you will satisfy in regards to why a retirement plan is important to them, which they revealed, towards a way, are they bottom line or procedural, and the criteria about you, the person representing them or servicing and supporting them in the company. These are subtle things, but profound. These are simple questions you're going to have during a conversation. Yet people, professionals, don't do this. They just simply want to throw out a lot of benefits and hoping, that's a dangerous word, that one of them or most of them will connect. So it needs to be reversed. It's not what to say to get a yes. It's what to ask, to know what to say to get a yes. And so ask questions, the right questions, not just general questions. You want to ask a question that you can now get a better understanding of that person, and for you then to present to make sure the solution, the program, the policy, their retirement plan is specific to their needs and desires and wants. And you won't know that unless you ask questions, and these questions. And then on top of that, you'll blend in your voice and body motion, other things. However, that's the other element, the questions plus the other subconscious communication. So practice with that. Ask people that question. Maybe even your past clients, you can ask, I'm curious, what's important to you about, you know, what was important to you about because you signed up? Or if you're just having conversations with people, ask them, if you were to get a retirement plan, you know, what's important to you about the person or the company? Or what's important to you, what would be important to you about getting a retirement plan? If you have an opportunity to have casual conversations, then you can also practice doing that. So that when you're in that situation, when you're into that moment, you can have great, magnetic, compelling conversations. Thank you. Bye now.